In the last 2 weeks since Helene flooded the western part of the state, FEMA officials say the agency has distributed more than $60 million in individual assistance to North Carolinians. But getting information about federal aid to immigrant and refugee communities in rural areas has taken a network of organizations and lots of word of mouth. Aaron Sanchez-Guerra reports.
Cecilia Delfin is sitting at a desk inside the Latino Advocacy Coalition in Hendersonville. She's on the phone with a FEMA agent who's helping her navigate the long individual assistance form in Spanish. Like many immigrant workers in western North Carolina, Delfin hopes to qualify for federal aid to help recover from the storm.
El centro es una ayuda porque es donde podemos tener alguna solicitud, alguna aplicación.
Delfin says the coalition, known on the ground as El Centro, has been a welcome relief for people like her with limited English.
Y todos con la misma situación, no agua.
She was without power for nearly 2 weeks in the mobile home park where she lives with her mother and children, and she's out of work until further notice. El Centro volunteers say they were the first in western North Carolina to lead a grassroots effort to help the region's Latino residents seek federal aid in Spanish. According to the U.S. Census, about 15,000 Latinos live in Henderson County, and tens of thousands more in the surrounding counties. Across the state, more than a million Latinos call North Carolina home, with rural counties seeing some of the fastest growth. After the storm, word spread quickly that El Centro was helping Spanish speakers with FEMA applications. This gave Wadey Munguia hope that she could get help to repair her mobile home after it was flooded. She's from Honduras and says the last time she saw a hurricane like this one was in 1998 when Category 5 Hurricane Mitch devastated her home country. Munguia says she doesn't have a social security number, but she learned that she could qualify for aid because her daughters are U.S. citizens. She hasn't worked her housekeeping job since the storm. El Centro's Angie Peña says the group has helped more than 150 families submit applications this week, mostly in Spanish. She says language barriers make disaster recovery more difficult.
It's going to be a lot harder for the Hispanic who doesn't speak English or the indigenous person who speaks like a rare language to find resources.
Peña says for many Latinos who are part of mixed status families, learning that they can qualify for federal aid has been a relief. She adds that U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and Ukrainian refugees stopped by El Centro to get help this week.
If they come in and they tell us, well, you know, I don't have a social or I'm undocumented, but my children are U.S. citizens, then we know automatically that those aren't going to go through online. So we have to call in and we have to do the application that way.
Up the road in Buncombe County, FEMA agents have been helping residents with applications in the offices of CIMA, an Asheville-based Latino advocacy group. Jenny Hernandez is the group's interim director.
Sinceramente, creo que nos ayudó mucho que estamos organizados.
Hernandez says the existence of a strong grassroots support network has helped get aid out quickly to the hardest hit areas, like Asheville. She says volunteers have also been working to stop rumors and misinformation about federal aid from spreading.
Entonces, por mensaje de texto, por Facebook, por todas las redes, empezó a decir...
Hernandez says CIMA sent out text messages and social media alerts to dispel fears that immigration enforcement officials would detain people. That's something FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says her agency has also been working on.
When I was in North Carolina, we had one of our Spanish-speaking personnel that was there specifically to make sure he was doing the outreach and the engagement face-to-face in the communities to help them understand what resources and programs are available to them to help counter some of the misinformation that's out there.
Back at El Centro, Sandy Peña Hernandez says her organization will keep helping people for another week or so before gauging how recovery efforts will need to change.
We're trying to give these people hope, so we're trying to keep a straight face and trying to do the best that we can with that. So,
even if that takes months, Peña Hernandez says the network of volunteers will continue to help Latinos in western North Carolina. Aaron Sanchez-Guerra, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.